welcome back to the Resilience Institute for episode 11 today, where we are going to discuss all things stress. And we're going to talk about what stress is, why it can be both bad but also good for us, how to know if we're stressed, and a few different types of stress, and then how to manage it and to reduce our daily levels. And I was always going to do an episode on stress because I think it's extremely important. But I was also doing some reading up on it, and according to the American Psychological Association, 77% of adults regularly experience physical symptoms caused by stress day to day. And while stress is a necessary, natural, and normal part of our lives, like anything, too much or too little is bad for us. And our body, it likes to be in what is known as a state called homeostasis, which is a state of being where all living things, it's what we do to actively maintain fairly stable living conditions that are necessary for survival. So in other words, our body likes to be in a certain comfortable range of all physiological mechanisms that are essential for survival. And in this case, when we talk about stress, we're talking about hormones. We have two types of autonomic nervous system states, which is it's basically where we don't have conscious control of it. And it's what our body uses to control our bodily functions. So we have the parasympathetic nervous system, and this is your rest and digest. And this is where the body controls functions, obviously, while a person's at rest, where we are relaxed, we can recover, we can digest food, and we can send nutrients about the around the body and repair everything. The sympathetic nervous system, that's our fight or flight. And that's we need that to be able to perform and function. We get increases in our heart rate, our muscles are supplied with more blood, our cognitive function increases. But too much of it for too long can cause negative effects on the body, which we'll dive into a bit later. And stress is any disruption to this equilibrium or homeostasis. And acute short-term stress is actually a good thing. So it increases the hormones that will give us the ability to fight or flight. It can improve our performance. It can encourage growth, motivation, our health. It can improve our cognitive function. And cortisol, one of the stress hormones, even wakes us up every morning. So without it, we wouldn't wake up when we wake up. Too little stress for long periods of time can lead to things like depression and boredom. Too much stress for long periods of time can lead to poor health and chronic anxiety. A good example of good stress is if I turn the corner, if I walked around my house and turned the corner and there's a lion there and it started to chase me, I'd need to be able to run fast, jump, fight, do all sorts of crazy things. This is the fight, literally the fight or flight response. It's either fight what's coming at me or run away. So my brain would sense a threat and it would send a signal to the hypothalamus, which is like the decision maker. The hypothalamus would then start this process of secreting all these hormones where it's a stress response. So your body's trying to manage the stress to it or the threat to us. So it would increase my heart rate, increase oxygen output. It would move blood from my digestive system to the working muscles. It would increase my strength, reduce my pain sensation, all kinds of cool things. So let's say I then kill the lion. I ran, but then it got me and I killed it and I'm sweet. My body would recognize that the threat is gone and then it would downregulate the secretion of all the fight or flight hormones. So adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol. And I would then, my brain and my hormones would return to a comfortable homeostatic level or equilibrium because I downregulate the secretion and the levels would all return to normal. So I've got my hormones, done what I need to do, and it's back to normal. The problem is, it's when our body doesn't recognize that a threat is gone, or we have factors or a lifestyle or conditions that are telling us we are always under threat. And these fight or flight hormones are running elevated through our body 24/7. So when I say you get the increase in heart rate and blood pressure and things like that, instead of just getting those every now and then when we need it, it would be 24/7. Your heart rate's up, your blood pressure's up, you're always on edge. And our body will experience the negative side effects because we're not in equilibrium. We're not in a state of homeostasis. Different stresses on our body can be things like financial, work, relationships, family, kids. They're your lifestyle. You can have physical stress, so training and exertion. Internal is if you had like illness, And then you can get nutritional stress if you're in deficiencies and things like that. But the thing is, the body doesn't know the difference between either of these stresses. Even if like you've got quote unquote good ones, like physical training where we're getting fitter and healthier, it still sees that as a stress on our body. And then the side effects when we release these, so let's say I'm training and I'm doing my gym session, my body sees the weight on my back or the weight I'm pressing as a stress, or I'm running really fast, it's a stress to the body. So it circulates all these fight or flight hormones as a response. I get my blood pressure and things like that. But the side effects, if it's circulating all the time of elevated blood pressure and it's 24/7 is elevated blood pressure, anxiety, you then get suppression of your immune system, you get difficulty with digestion and hunger, and you increase long-term the risk of getting things like diabetes, kidney disease, obesity, heart disease, and many more chronic diseases. So ideally, I get into the gym, I do my weight session, I train, I get out of there and start to rest. But the problem is if I'm stressed with my money, I'm stressed with my family, I'm stressed with relationships, and I've got all these other things, I'm stressed 24/7. I have these side effects 24/7. And it's very difficult to manage all of them all the time and how they could interrelate to each other. So what we need to do is to be aware of our overall stress levels and try to know where the stress may be coming from to try and manage it day to day and be proactive with it. So let's say you're in the gym, you're trying to get stronger and put on more muscle. You're going to cause a physical stress that your body needs to manage. Training volume, intensity, and muscle damage, things like that. Your body will secrete stress hormones, cortisol, noradrenaline, adrenaline, to deal with the training and to help you complete your session, lifting weights, performance, power, etc. Once we train, we need to go home and rest and chill out. So our body recognizes that it's not under quote-unquote stress or a threat, and it can begin to repair tissue to get bigger and stronger for the next session. And when I say rest and chill out, you'd increase your food consumption and calories and protein so you provide nutrients to recover, be proactive with your sleep, get your 7 to 9 hours, take rest days, train to an RPE, so don't always train too hard, ensure you're not training too hard or too much. Doing that, you're proactively managing your stress levels by doing things that are going to help you recover and rest and digest. And then another problem we run into is the body doesn't know the difference between training stress or emotional or relationship or financial. So if you have fights with your partner, you hate your job, you get fired, you have money problems, you don't sleep well, or you develop an illness, the list goes on and on. Your body will react the same way to it would as it the lion chasing you or you training in the gym. And if you don't get these under control, your body will never recognize there isn't a threat and will constantly secrete the stress response hormones, leading to the side effects long term that I mentioned before. Then you start to impact sleep, recovery, performance, mental health, physical health. So now stress management is a key component of recovery and well-being day-to-day to try and combat the lifestyle and the day-to-day stresses that you're going to have. And the first step is recognizing what is causing you stress. Is it family? Is it financial? And trying to get on top of that. Even if you don't solve it, you're proactively working towards it, and it will help either decrease the time you experience the stress or the amount. Then, secondly, it's knowing when to rest and when to give yourself a break. Like, it's a common belief that, let's say you're stressed from work and you're stressed from financial and all those other things. A common thought is, if I go and train and do a big training session, I'm going to feel good because I'll release all of my feel-good hormones and I'll have a good session. But as we discussed earlier, the body doesn't know that physical stress is a good stress, so it will just lead to more secretion of the stress hormones, further increasing your stress levels and putting you in this vicious cycle. And that's when, if you notice you're stressed, instead of going in and smashing another session, maybe this is where you need to be proactive and have a rest day, get some sleep, eat some food, and try to tackle it the next day when you're feeling better and recovered. And as I said before, some stress is good and beneficial, but too much is harmful. And some signs that you're overstressed or dealing with chronically high stress levels, apart from getting like a blood test to test your cortisol, is you may have aches and pains more often than usual. You may have low energy, be unfocused, have cloudy thinking, change in appetite levels, increased alcohol or drug use, change in your emotional response to others, change in social behavior, insomnia, sleepiness, and things like that. So while being on top of your work and your lifestyle and your training is the best way to avoid chronic stress, if you do notice one or a few of these, this is where you want to assess your routines, your daily activities, your lifestyle, your work lifestyle, and try to begin to control or work on them, along with also implementing some relaxing activities. And these relaxing activities are things that let you wind down and clear your mind and help you get into that rest and digest state. So seeing a friend, watching a movie, reading a book, meditating, going for a slow walk, having a bath, anything that helps you relax and kind of settle down is going to help you in the short term to manage your stress levels day to day. If you have any questions or you want some more info or advice, you know where to message me. But that is basically all things stress and thinking about what it is and that it's not just one thing that causes stress. It's a combination of all things in life. And the moral of the story is knowing when to rest and pull back a bit and let your body recover and sleep and rest and digest, rather than going 24/7 all the time at top speed, 100%, where you're going to eventually burn out and start to experience symptoms of chronically high stress. So if you have any questions, you know where to message me. But apart from that, have a good day. Do something that helps you relax and clear your head today, and I'll talk to you soon. Hados. Hey,